If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this edition of A Closer Look from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
There's been a lot of talk about the threat Donald Trump poses to democratic norms, but it's not just Trump, as we found out last week from a political crisis in North Carolina where Republicans sought to strip power away from the incoming Democratic governor before he takes office. For more on this, it's time for A Closer Look. The Electoral College voted today and confirmed that Donald Trump will be our next president, and good for him. The voters spoke, and he won fair and red square. Now, of course, more voters chose Hillary Clinton by about 3 million votes, but unfortunately for her, our election rules are more complicated than a game of Quidditch. Sure, she got more points, but Trump got the golden snitch. But still, by the rules of our electoral system, Donald Trump won. And our democracy depends on accepting legitimacy of our opponents and the votes of people who disagree with us, which is why what happened last week in North Carolina is so troubling.
It is being called a legislative coup in North Carolina. The GOP-controlled legislature making a brazen push to sharply reduce the power of the new governor, Democrat Roy Cooper, before he even takes office.
What the Republican-led assembly and legislature is trying to do is pass some bills and laws to actually curtail the incoming Democratic governor's powers.
It's one thing to lose a close race and be bitter about it. It's an entirely different one to try to jam through changes to strip away your opponent's powers.
So the Republicans lost, and now GOP legislators are stripping power away from the Democratic governor before he takes office. That's like losing a bet and paying with Monopoly money. $500, just like we said. Sorry, it's tiny and orange. For example, 4 years ago when Republican became governor, the legislature expanded the number of appointments the governor gets to make from 500 to 1,500. Now that a Democrat is taking over, the legislature has suddenly decided to cut that number from 1,500 to 425. And then there's this. In North Carolina, the governor's party controls state and county election boards. But the GOP changed the rules to allow a Democrat to chair the state board of elections in odd-numbered years and allowed a Republican to chair the board in even-numbered years. Why do they give Democrats odd-numbered years? Because in odd-numbered years, there are no elections. It's like winning Yankees season tickets for all games between November and March. Now, it should be noted that one of the reasons the Republicans even have the massive majority in the state legislature they needed to pass these laws in the first place is that, as a court earlier ruled, many of their districts are racially gerrymandered and unconstitutional. Basically, they drew some districts to group together as many African-American voters as possible to dilute their political power. Take a look at North Carolina's congressional map. Now take a look at District 12. It's so weirdly shaped, they can't even fit the 12 in it. Looks like a Rorschach test. What do you see in this shape? I don't know. It's either a dragon or 300 years of institutional racism. So needless to say, the Republican power grab prompted protests at the state capitol, with protesters knocking on the doors of the Senate chamber, demanding to be heard, police even going so far as to arrest Santa Claus.
I ask you to leave the building.
I understand.
Okay.
It's my building.
All right, sir, follow this officer, please.
They arrested Santa Claus, though to be fair, he is wanted on like 8 billion counts of breaking and entering. Some Republican lawmakers lashed out at the protest, despite the fact that they were peaceful. In fact, the protesters were so peaceful that one of them tried inviting a police officer over to her house.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
I'm glad. I want you to come to Christmas dinner at our house.
Thank you, ma'am. I do need you to leave the third floor right now.
I know you do, but you know I can't.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, if you don't leave, I'll have to arrest you for second-degree trespass.
I understand. Okay. I'm good with that.
You're good with that?
I am.
Okay, I'll give you one more chance. Will you please leave?
Nah.
I need you to stand up. You're arrested for second-degree trespass, ma'am.
That is the most polite police protester interaction I have ever seen. Instead of handcuffs, he locked her up in friendship bracelets. The executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party, Dallas Woodhouse, defended the new laws by listing all of the other things the incoming Democratic governor, Roy Cooper, will still be able to do once he's in office.
Roy Cooper's still going to be the governor. He still gets the keys to the mansion at some point on January 1st. He still gets to use the big ballroom.
So he can't do anything, but he gets a mansion and a ballroom. Does he also get a typewriter so he can work on his novel? He also argued in multiple interviews last week that it was okay for Republicans to do this because Democrats had tried similar, though much less draconian measures in the past, and said anyone who thinks Republicans wouldn't try to strip the incoming governor of his powers is just being naive.
Do you think it was wrong what the Democrats did then?
Chuck, I think wrong is always in the eye of the beholder of whose ox is getting gored. That is the way it's always been in these things.
So what you're saying, in this case, two wrongs make a right?
What I would say is that legislatures over time on both sides of the aisle have deemed that they loathe executive power, but they'll give a little more to their guy. But when the other side gets in, they scale it back. Hey, guess what, Chuck? Next thing you know, you'll say there's gambling in Casablanca. I mean, come on.
Did you have playing cards ready during the entire interview? Was he holding them the whole time? You're not allowed to have props. Are you the Carrot Top of politicians? This was in no way a naked power grab. A naked power grab. It wasn't, Chuck. Now, just to give you an idea of how deeply divided North Carolina is politically, that guy Dallas Woodhouse has a brother, Brad, who's a Democratic operative in North Carolina. They famously went on C-SPAN together in 2014, and a caller asked them to put aside their political differences.
Let's go to Joy.
This is the show, Dallas.
No, go to Joy in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good
morning. Hey, somebody from down south.
Well, you're right, I'm from down south.
Oh, God, it's Mom.
And I'm your mother. And I disagree that all families are like ours. I don't know many families that are fighting at Thanksgiving.
Is this really your mother?
No, you're talking about.
I was very glad that this Thanksgiving was a year that you two were supposed to go to your in-laws. And I'm hoping you'll have some of this out of your system when you come here for Christmas.
I guess she's still upset about the time her son Dallas gerrymandered the turkey. I think it's fair to say that, like the Woodhouse boys, Mom, we're all hoping for a peaceful Christmas, and this is the time of year when we take stock of all the things we take for granted, things like living in a stable, healthy democracy. But democracy isn't something that succeeds on its own. If it's going to survive, we have to fight for it. We can't just sit on our ass and let the fat cats grab our rights. It's a real constitution. This has been a closer look.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.